It's 7 after the hour.
What's left of it.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We have a couple of interesting bits and pieces in this hour of the program. James Cromwell, who is perhaps one of our best known, I don't want to call him a character actor, but what else? I mean, anybody who has been to any movie, not any movie, but certainly movies in the last 25 years or so, starting with Babe. Do you think that's when he first became well-known?
That was one of the first pig ones.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Yeah.
That'll do, Pig.
He's been, by the way, he plays a good guy and a bad guy well. I think both of them he's good at. He was the father on 24. He was in The Green Mile.
6 Feet Under, iRobot, Salem's Lot,
four
West
movies.
Wing.
Four movies going at the same time. So he's going to tell us about one of them when he visits with us in a few minutes. And later on in this hour, I thought of Roberta when I asked the folks producing the program to find Lindsay McCrum.
Hmm.
She is a fine art dealer. She is a photographer in San Francisco. And she's written a book called Chicks with Guns.
Huh.
Because she is one, apparently.
That's hot.
That's hot.
I thought it was intriguing at any rate.
Did you find it hot, Doug?
I found it intriguing.
Mm.
You can translate that any way you want to, Roberta.
He finds it hot. Is what he's saying.
Chicks with muscled arms and guns.
There you go. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so from the...
And well-endowed chicks with muscle arms and guns.
Not bad. Yep, that's pretty. It sounds like
I know what you like, boss.
Thank you very much. From the Did You Know and Do You Care fact file, according to a Vanderbilt University study, use of regular low-dose aspirin reduces the risk of you getting breast cancer by 28%.
Wow.
Using low-dose aspirin reduces the risk of breast cancer by 28%.
You know why?
I do not know why.
Because it reduces inflammation.
Is that it? Yeah.
And most disease and cancers are the root cause is inflammation.
Inflammation.
She's so smart.
Right.
Now, is that like a baby aspirin? Is that low dose? Is that what we want to do?
Yeah,
but I'm wondering, aspirin is a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory. I wonder if any of the other ones would have the same effect, like naproxen or ibuprofen.
I don't know. That's a good question. Let's ask Jack Stockwell that when he visits with us later on this week. That'd be a good question to ask him. Meanwhile, speaking of visiting, James Cromwell visits with us here in a moment on Good Day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with your wake-up call.
Get your alarm set because Rent-A-Center's Black Friday sale starts at 6 a.m.
And that means the biggest deals of the year on gaming systems, 17-inch HP laptops, 55-inch Toshiba LEDs, and 10-inch Acer tablets.
And it's all worry-free, so you don't need credit to get it.
Go to Rent-A-Center early. The best deals won't last long.
See Rent-A-Center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and we're going to be talking about models in a magazine. All right, are you ready right now to stand in front of a photographer and be part of a wonderful magazine layout? Whether you're a handsome male or a gorgeous woman, are you ready? Well, not everybody is a handsome man, not everybody is a gorgeous woman. And yet, when you build up the self-confidence, when you build up the self-esteem, you might not need those looks. As a matter of fact, when you look at those people, that's what they all have. They have the confidence. They have the self-esteem. They have that self-image. You can take all that away, and their beauty and their handsome looks will be for naught. So we don't have to be gorgeous models or hunks. All we need is self-confidence, self-esteem, and lay it out for everybody to see all the time. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footnap.net.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Ah, the best laid plans of mice and men. I don't know, was Cromwell in that movie? No, probably.
He probably was. He was in everything.
Is he a mouse or a man?
Every other one.
Mm. He's in everything but the Good Day Show.
Apparently he's going to be on with us next week, not this week.
Is that
so? They changed it last night.
No.
Yeah.
Ah, those curs.
So we'll have
to see. Most normal radio programs wouldn't tell you the behind-the-scenes stuff. But here, we let it all hang out.
You're honest.
As they say in New York. All right, so speaking of that, Richie,
yes,
you have some audio from a YouTube video which features some New Yorkers, actually some New Yorkers and Bostonians, who are voting presently on a contract with American Airlines. The Teamsters Union is fussing. All of the unions haven't had a contract at American Airlines for 8 years. Now, I have no dog in this fight. I fly American most of the time. But that isn't really why. That's not really why I wanted to have this so that people could listen to it. The reason I wanted you to hear it is because as you listen to this guy who works at LaGuardia Airport,
it's hysterical.
You think of Roberta and every other typical New Yorker, and it needs no further explanation or introduction. This guy he works for the Teamsters. He's one of the people that works on the ground crews that service the airplanes at American, at LaGuardia.
They and if you close your eyes...
Yeah.
At LaGuardia?
LaGuardia. He looks exactly like what you think he does.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so this is...
Joey Trotta, LaGuardia Fleet Service Clerk. What do you think of the TA?
It's horrible.
Why is that, Joe?
Because we're giving up too much and we should be getting back.
Is that right? You don't think the loss of retiree medical benefits
are... on the level, by the way.
Why not?
These aren't actors.
No.
What about ASMs? You know anything about ASMs?
Yeah, that Eagle does more work and we get rid of more jobs.
Wow. So that doesn't benefit us in any way?
It doesn't benefit us nothing.
Okay, what about cabin service? What do you think?
This ain't my cousin Vinny.
We get rid of more jobs. Doesn't benefit us for nothing.
What about giving up our fueling, our fueling jobs?
There's more jobs out the door. Doesn't benefit us to no extent.
It doesn't sound like this TA's too good there. Why would the president bring them back from LAX and Miami and Dallas?
Because they have other agendas that they need to fulfill. But the problem is, it's not good, and it should never have been brought back to their membership.
Okay, what about money? How about the money that they're offering us? Isn't that a good deal for us?
No, it's not a good deal, because we should get retroactive from the date of the old contract to the signing of the new. And also, you got to remember that we signed that the contract is 8 years, so what we're getting is to cover for 8 years, not just four. Some people don't know how to add.
So how are you going to vote, Joey?
No.
I'm voting with Joey, yo.
I'm voting with Joey. I like Joey, you know?
This is one of the ground
He's
crew
like
guys.
He's a real New Yorker, you know?
He is a New Yorker. All right.
He
so now,
like a real New Yorker, you know?
In the next frame, there's a guy from Boston that works on American, and it's just as hysterical. Richie, you got that?
I do. Here you go.
All right. There you go. All right, let me explain.
Voting no for the contract, this is why. I've been here for 20 years, fought long and hard to get to where we were in 2001. In 2003, we bit the bullet, we gave them concessions. The time is ours now, not theirs. No more concessions, that's why I'm voting no. No more jobs, nothing. It's our time, let's do it right.
Yeah. The question that's being put forth, these guys, they obviously somebody went around with an iPad or something, and the guy who's the union president, who knows, the local union president, they're voting around the country on whether or not to give back. They are getting a retroactive pay raise, as I understand it, with this. But in terms of the people who stay versus the people who go, they're going to early retire some people, and they're going to close down four of their stations at four airports around the country, and so it'll cost them, I don't know, 300 or 400 jobs, whatever it is. And they don't want to give back anymore. They want more, and unfortunately, American is the only one of the legacy carriers that hasn't gone bankrupt yet, and they lost $130-some-odd million, mostly because they have these old MD-80s that use a lot of fuel, and they can't control. They have to pay, you know, they're at $2.40, $2.50 a gallon for the stuff that they use. So, it, you know, and they're normal. They're, most of their price points are based on a buck something a gallon for fuel. So anything over that, it just eats away at whatever profit. And you can say, well, why did Delta make money and why did Southwest make money and why did United make money? Well, there are a lot of different things that play into it, but they don't have as many of these older planes. And that was American's mistake, not replacing the plane sooner. So anyway, it's just fun to listen to these guys and their regionalism, shall we say. It is, really. We have such a diverse, wonderful country. I just hope and pray that we are not going to ruin it. It bothers me every day. We have fun on this program, and you listen to that sort of thing, but there's so many angry people, so many folks who have gotten it in the shorts because the system has become so corrupt. You hear the stories here and elsewhere, day in and day out, and at what point do you really do something? You can see, and I'm kind of disappointed, speaking of New York, Roberta, the way Michael Bloomberg, whom I have great regard for, has handled this stuff. Now, people don't want to be disturbed or distressed in public areas, and they have a right to be able to, everybody should be able to go where they want to go, do what they want to do, and not be interfered with. So where the protesters, some of them are losing their mark, is when they've lost respect for the property of others or the property of the city. Yeah. You can make a lot of noise and make great impact without being stupid about it. And so, and as you understand more and more about what these protests are about, I'm offended. Frankly, I resent the writers and broadcasters and people who are so narrow-minded. They want you to believe that all the occupiers are of the same mind. That's not any more true than you and me being of like mind when it comes to everything. We all have different
points. How do you know what they're all about?
Well, you just listen and you watch and you pick up pieces.
Every one of them says something different.
Exactly.
I don't know
to have the news media and some of the whack jobs on the radio refer to them all as wanting to have be taken care of and not have to work, and the government does this, the government does that. That is representative of some of the people who are looking for an entitlement.
What happens with these things is once the day-to-day people or the move out of this situation, then what you've got left is just these.
No, Rich, that's not what you have.
Yeah,
no,
yeah, you do.
No.
My brother's
no.
a cop in D.C.
I don't
he used
care
to work all
your brother's
these
a cop.
Protests.
That is not what's going
you get
on
these
now.
White Rastafarian no. punk kids
that,
of rich people.
You see, you're just as guilty of it as everybody else who's putting them all into the same category.
Just feel okay. What's the cause of the week? That's a lot of what you get at these protests.
You're right.
Though.
It is. I don't disagree.
And that's what you're seeing when you see people
talk
about
the whole
dirty,
story.
Stinky people. That's what
right.
they are seeing.
But then everybody being put into the same lot who have gone to protest what we heard from Roger Johnson earlier. Why does your turkey cost you more money? Why can't I get the food that I want to eat? Why can't I have this, that, or the other thing that I think I've paid for and earned? Well, because the lobbyists in Washington are working for the big companies that are trying to screw you out of it. That's what a lot of protesting is.
Yet they want government to fix the problem.
Yeah,
the
right, well, some of them want government. Exactly. Government is the problem. That is correct.
You're going to get it that way.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family.
peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree. Free shipping and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satanshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. Satanshow.com.
Good day, 23 after the hour. Roberta and Jennifer and Richie and I and you can celebrate the birthdays of various characters that we know. For example, Marlo Thomas is having her birthday today. She was Anne Marie on That Girl. Remember that?
Love
she's
that show. Yep.
74. Man, she is, though, such a big smoker. And you can hear
it. Is she really?
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Face
you can't imagine that somebody coming from what she's come from in terms of St. Jude's and all the work that her father did, that she would... be cut out of that cloth, but she is, sadly.
Yeah, but they back in the 60s, smoking was healthy for you.
That's yes, what right. You did.
Four out of five doctors recommended.
That's right.
Back in the 50s. I don't know if it was the 70s, but anyway. In the musical world, Dr. John, his real name is Malcolm John Rebinack, Richie.
Yep.
Organist, guitarist, wrote this song, Right Place, Wrong Time, Lights Out, What's Going On. He wrote What's Going On. Did you know that?
From Marvin Gaye?
Yep.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Lady Luck. Anyway, so his birthday, this date, 1940.
He's a local New Orleanian who has had a few big, big, big hits.
Right. So may have had a couple of beers along the way as well.
A couple.
Dr. John, 71 today. Also, let's see here, Lawrence Luckinbill, the award-winning executive producer of Lucy and Desi, became an actor of his own. You recognize this guy, you saw him. Born in the state, 1934. Actor Joseph Campanella, who has been the narrator of lots of things on PBS, but you'd know him if you saw him as well. He played mostly a good guy in many movies in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. Oh, listen to the music in the background. It's the theme from Laugh-In.
Love it.
As we celebrate the birthday of Goldie Hawn. Her real name is Goldie Bundenganahan. Her last name is spelled, listen to this. This is how you spell Goldie Hawn's last name. B-T-U-D-L-E-N-D-G-E-H-A-W-N.
Bundenganahan.
Good thing she changed her name.
Academy Award for Cactus Flower. She was in First Wives Club, Bird on a Wire, Butterflies Are Free.
Butterflies Are Free?
Right. Death Becomes Her Private, Benjamin Shampoo, Sugarland Express. Started, though, in Rowan and Martin's Laughing, born in the state 1945.
You know where she really started?
Where'd she really start?
As a go-go dancer.
Ah.
On, you know, now...
Quite a hot club.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Back then, you know, the tassels and the go-go boots and all that stuff. She was a go-go dancer right on George Avenue in Silver Spring, Maryland.
Yeah, but she was on the show that had go-go dancers, wasn't she?
Laughing. She was a go-go dancer. No. Laughing.
Yeah, but she went further than that. Anyway, happy birthday to her. Let's see here. Lonnie Jordan, keyboardist with War, responsible for All Day Music, The World is a Ghetto, Why Can't We Be Friends, etc., etc., born this day, 1948. He's 63 today. Brian Ritchie, bass player for The Violent Femmes. Man, I don't know them at all.
You know this one.
Harold Ramis' birthday is today, Richie. Born this day, 1944.
What are you going to call?
I'm going to call Groundhog Day.
Ghostbusters.
I know. He's the director of Groundhog Day.
That's right, he was, yes.
Let's see here. Earl of Pearl Monroe, Basketball Hall of Famer's birthday is today. Stephen Curtis Chapman, 49 today. I don't know much about him. What do we need to know about him, isn't it?
He writes this song.
All right, good.
He sings this song.
All right. He's, no. Wait a minute. Edie Sheridan. Nicolette Sheridan.
Edie
on Desperate Housewives. She's 48 today. Born in the state, 1963. Alex James, bass player. Good day. Bass player for Blur.
And look who's up. Our favorite, She Daisy. Kelsey Osborne.
What'd I say?
Kelly.
Oh, the mistake consonant. Kelsey Osborne is 37 today.
Are you frugal?
Frugality and thrift, particularly with the current recession, has sort of come into vogue.
But how do you talk about saving money? That can be tough. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Jeff Yeager writes books about how to be a successful penny pincher. He calls himself the ultimate cheapskate, but actually he's a really nice guy, and he's very diplomatic.
Here's the golden rule. Whenever it comes to talking about money, whether it's if you go out to dinner with somebody and you want to ask for separate checks, raise the issue openly and early and sincerely. A lot of times people sitting across from you breathe a big sigh of relief because they were thinking the same things. They were thinking they would like to have separate checks, but they felt too sheepish to actually broach the subject.
Jeff writes a weekly blog for AARP. It's at aarp.org/money. He's got tips on everything. How to get a better deal on insurance, 6 ways to lower your fixed expenses. There's even a video on how to get an MFA, your Master's in Frugal Arts. Or you want to cut back on giving presents this year? Tomorrow on this show, Jeff tells us how to re-gift a present to somebody without being tacky. Jeff's new book is The Ultimate Cheapskate's Roadmap to True Riches. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our looking fine discount, a discount for the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Did
you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Sending the best wishes to you and your family for a happy Thanksgiving week. Hopefully you're doing something productive between now and Wednesday, which may not include traveling. Today is a little more than an average Monday. Tomorrow, crazy day. Wednesday, crazier day. Thursday, not bad. I'm flying on Thursday. Friday, horrible day. Saturday, I'm coming back. Not a bad day, I'm told. And then Sunday and Monday, forget about it. How do you say it in New York?
Forget about it.
There's your weather report. Yeah. Traffic coming up in just a minute.
Traffic and weather together on the trees here on the Good Day program. Roberta.
Weather. I'd love just to see a weatherman be honest about it. And your weather's going to suck this week.
Yeah, right, horrible. Yeah, exactly. Don't even go out.
Hi. Roberta is happy to try to classify the sort of women that I like.
I mean, this is, well endowed, this muscular
is
arms.
This is a
shoot a gun, milk a cow.
Maybe all of those things.
Drive a tractor.
Good, yeah.
Shovel manure.
Yeah. All right. So I'm not sure because I haven't seen a picture of Lindsay.
Beefy arms.
Whether she is all of those things, but I do know that she is a fine art and portrait photographer in San Francisco. She has an undergraduate degree from Yale. Master of Fine Arts from San Francisco Art Institute. She has an interesting project, which includes an exploration of aging in the faces of men, which I think would be really interesting. We'd all like to see our faces, not only women, I mean, not only men, but women. Also, a study of boys, popular culture, in an exhibition called Superheroes and Commandos, examination of young girls and another project called Dress Up. She's written about chicks with guns.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, this is what you would expect it to be. I've asked for a copy of this, and I have not seen it yet. This is portraits of some of the people in our country who are women who own and use guns. But I'm not sure, Lindsay, from what I've read, whether it's just men or men and women included in this.
No, it's just women.
Just women. All right.
Yes, because it was an investigation of the women who own guns in this country.
Why
because
your
there
interest?
There are estimated 15 to 20 million women gun
women.
Owners
okay.
in our country.
And why
so
your...
There's a series of portraits, and then on the accompanying page, in their own words, it's their personal stories of the roles that guns play in their lives.
So is there something of interest in this beyond just being a photographic journalist? Or, I mean, do you have guns? Do you enjoy guns? Do you find this to be something that is misunderstood by a lot of people, both men and women, who may not appreciate or own guns?
No, the only thing I'm shooting is a camera.
Ah.
And I was really curious. I'd seen an article in The Economist in the spring of 2006, and I was really struck by the, in the article, by the immense size and scope of the gun business in the United States.
Yes.
And so I thought it might make an interesting subject, and I was just coming off the heels of the two portrait series with the boys as commando squads,
mm-hmm.
where they were, you know, the examination of the roles that they play and adopt while playing in military costumes, and then with the girls playing dress-up, which was an examination of how contemporary notions of beauty and fashion were developed. So it was through that gender-based prism that I decided to focus my attention on women gun owners in the United States.
Do you think
but
this
it was
is
all through portraiture.
Sort of unique, all of the things that you have studied here, are they uniquely American, or
in this case, it was uniquely American, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I thought it was fascinating that there are such stereotypes out there as to who these women are.
Yeah.
And if you think about it, their numbers are really high, but their profile is actually really low.
All right, so that's where I would like to focus, if we may. The
certainly.
What happens, the news media so often today, and therefore the belief system that many Americans have is that this person does this, therefore this is what he or she is all about. Or this person has an interest in that, therefore he or she are all about this. And, of course, we all know, anybody who's got a brain, that that is not the case. That there can be, and again, this makes for a good study of some of a thought pattern that ought to be applied across the board, it seems to me, anyway. But because you have all these photos, one of them, it's very compelling, a woman holding her naked three-year-old son in her left hand and her grandfather's shotgun in
yeah.
her right hand.
I see that one, yeah.
There's an older woman standing in the middle of her living room surrounded by dolls and teddy bears and guns.
Well, no, there's only one gun in that photograph.
One gun. All right. So,
and it's a small handgun that she uses at a target range.
Why do you think...
But it was really... No, I think it was really fascinating, and it was an exploration of this world that's rarely seen or even considered in some parts of our country. And I think, as you pointed out, that there is an enormous amount of their judgment and stereotypes about who these people are. And I think that the reality is so much more complex and interesting. And for 3.5 years, I traveled around the United States photographing these women
mm-hmm.
and hearing their stories. And it was a really fascinating project.
What fascinated you? What shocked you the most to learn? What did you learn that you didn't expect?
Well, I wouldn't say shocked. It was that this world was revealed in such an interesting way, and that it cuts across, it's this community, although it's not defined geographically.
Yeah.
But what was really interesting is that it wasn't what you would expect.
Mm-hmm. Well, why would we expect?
It was all different ages. Like in the book, the youngest girl is 8, the eldest woman is 85. That these are people that could be someone's mother, their grandmother, their aunt, their sister, their wife. That they aren't cartoon characters. They're not objectified. These are extraordinarily accomplished women for the most part. You have, you know, 2 Olympic biathletes. You have a woman on the U.S. shooting team. You have world-class competitive shooters. You have law enforcement. You have an ex-detective. So you have people who collect guns. It was just a really interesting group of women.
But by using this as an example, what we get is, again, sort of in the face, the fly-in-your-face thing about all those who categorize anybody, everybody who drives a Corvette is. Anybody who has lots of money is. Women who have guns look like it. This is how foolish, and this is why I really wanted to have you here to underscore the kind of thinking, and I hope I don't sound too critical, but I really want people to open up a little bit and understand that the world is not, you know, all, there's not this over here in a box and another thing over there in a box. It's a widely dispersed, again, this is a great example of women, a lot of different interests, different intelligence quotients. So why would you think that all women who have guns would be the same? But there are a lot of people who Lindsay would say, if they were asked, okay, describe in your mind, what first comes to your mind when you hear the phrase, a woman with guns. Not chicks with guns, but a woman with guns. And you know as well as I do, it would be pretty stereotypical. And that's not, you say you're not in the judgment business, and I like that because I think that's the problem with America. We're too damn judgmental.
Well, I think that the way we get our information now, unfortunately, it's not about the news. You so often hear people's extreme opinions.
Right.
And it's been my experience that if you can remove the judgment from the equation, it makes the conversation and the discourse that much more spacious. And I think with really serious and complex issues, I think we should all be asking more intelligent questions, and I think you want different voices at the table. And I think that it's important to respectfully disagree. And unfortunately, that's no longer part of the, that's not the way we get our news. That's not the way people conduct themselves. And I think that that's unfortunate. And I think that does us all, it's an enormous disservice to all of us.
And this is a wake-up call for...
Well, it's not a wake-up call. I mean, I'm a photographer.
No, I mean, I'm talking about the issue.
The portraits.
The issue
I
itself.
Think that I would like to think, as I was talking to a friend of mine last night, and I said, I'm a bit perplexed and astonished and humbled at the amount of attention that this book is receiving. And he said, I think it's a real cultural document.
Yeah.
And I thought that that was really interesting. And another woman who is an editor, back in June, she had seen a few JPEGs that a friend of mine had sent to her, and she really wanted very much to run this in a photography magazine. And she had sent me an email, and she said something which I thought was really insightful and wonderful, is that she said, it's a really interesting series, and the portraits are very powerful. You've avoided the obvious controversies, yet you've raised questions about power and self-image. Mm-hmm. And I think the key phrase is, you've raised questions. I think you want to, you know, with art, it's a reflection of its time.
Yes.
And, you know, I think with, you know, this wasn't, you know, like I wasn't out to make a political statement. I don't think you want something that says, this is right, this is wrong, where there's a strong editorial bent. You want to have people look at these pictures and think to themselves, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Or to make them think about things in a different way.
Well,
I think that in a perfect world, that would be what I would be hoping for.
You impacted me, and I wanted to pass the information on because I think it's impactful, especially the way you've interpreted it. Thank you for helping us understand it. Take good care. The website, by the way, for Lindsay McCrum's Chicks with Guns is chickswithgunsbook.com, all one word, chickswithgunsbook.com. Good day. Time is 16 before the hour.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
Are you friends, sand or snow? Snow? Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold pre-retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Here's today's Ask the Expert Foot Care Tip, sponsored by your friends at Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics, which provide customized comfort and support for all-day relief of your tired, achy feet. A lot of foot problems are caused by wearing shoes that don't fit right. Here are some tips for buying proper-fitting shoes. First of all, they ought to be well cushioned, have a soft leather upper, firm sole, and be flexible at the ball of your feet. The heel area should be supported but not too stiff. The front ought to have plenty of room for all five of your toes. Most importantly, new shoes need to fit right away. They don't need to be broken in. If they don't fit, they're probably not the right shoe for you. You could end up with foot pain or discomfort. So by following these tips, you and your feet can be happier. If you'd like more advice, go to drscholls.com. Ask the Expert, brought to you by Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics. Just step on a Dr. Scholl's kiosk, and foot mapping technology will measure your arch type and pressure points, then recommend the custom fit orthotics that are best for you. Find a store at drscholls.com.
It is time to address a serious concern. Are you still living on city tap water? It's time you took control over the quality of your home drinking water. The Water Boy from Superior Water gives you great tasting water from every tap in your home. The Water Boy is the whole house system I've had for years, and I love it. The Water Boy is maintenance free, it's self-cleaning, and if you move, it moves with you. Superior Water is 15 years family owned and comes with the best worry-free warranty, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and free installation in 2 hours. Call now and you'll save $760 off retail or upgrade any used water system with incredible trade-in opportunities. Credit cards and financing available on your approved credit. Improve the quality of your home drinking water by calling now 1-800-WATERBOY or go to superiorwater.com. But call right now, 1-800-WATERBOY.
Superior Water from every tap. It's the whole house system in a snap.
Flu is nothing to sneeze about, especially for high-risk populations like the 12 million Americans with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or COPD. Dr. Antonio Anzueto, a pulmonary specialist from the University of Texas Health Science Center at San Antonio, says a yearly vaccination should be more than just a quick doctor's visit, and will also discuss Dalaresp, also known as roflumilast.
When you get your flu vaccine, talk to your doctor about ways you can manage your COPD. Patients may not know about a new prescription medication called Dalaresp for adults with severe COPD to decrease their number of exacerbations. Exacerbations are acute worsening of symptoms that may require treatment with steroids from a physician or worse, lead to hospitalization. Dalaresp is not a bronchodilator and should not be used to treat sudden breathing problems. Dalaresp is a once-daily oral tablet and the only prescription medicine of its kind. It works differently than other available COPD medications. There are risks associated with the treatment, so patients should always talk with their doctors about their potential side effects.
What he said.
And buy Corinthian leather.
All right, so here's the latest criminal swindle. Something else for you to protest. Ready?
Uh-huh, ready. Mm-hmm.
From the Corruption Fraud Abuse Department of the federal government, United States, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, United States Department of Agriculture, found out last week, that the neighborhood store where you see some of the food stamps cashed in, there's a scam going on now, trading deals with customers. They exchange lesser amounts of cash for the stamps, and then the stores turn in the stamps for full value. So they give cash instead of product. These people may go through, they'll buy one thing and then get the cash back, allegedly buying something else, but not. The store merchant gives them 80 cents on the dollar. He turns in the ticket for the whole dollar and gets back 20 cents profit, you understand? To the point of last year, it cost you and me, Mr. and Mrs. Taxpayer,
yep,
$330 million.
Wow.
Now, this is the kind of stuff, how many of this, you want to pay more in taxes so you support something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's pay more in taxes so we can have more fraud and corruption and abuse just like that. That makes a whole lot of sense. Does it not? No. It does not. All right, so anyway, there's some food for thought. I always like to have you give you something that will nourish your brain. I'm known as Doug Steffen Brainiac.
Mine needs it.
Yes, it does. Right. 51 after on Good Day.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
A story you're going to hear much more about. It involves Egg McMuffins. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. McDonald's says it's cutting off the company that supplies eggs for its Egg McMuffins after a hidden camera turned up unsanitary conditions and animal cruelty. ABC News reporting the FDA has issued a letter to Sparbow Farms of Iowa, warning the company that it is in violation of public health laws at five locations. Sparbow Farms president, Beth Sparbow Schnell, is upset over the allegations and says they have investigated the abuse, figuring out who the abusers were.
These men worked together on a traveling crew and made the videos on several of our farms. Because we have zero tolerance for animal abuse, the men responsible for these acts have left, been terminated, or placed on leave.
In talking about the video that was made, Sparbow Schnell was referring to the animal rights group Mercy for Animals, which smuggled a video camera into one of the factory farms. The video shows farm employees allegedly treating chickens cruelly. It also shows insects, rodents, and cages with dead birds. McDonald's says it will no longer accept eggs from Sparbow. Beth Sparbow Schnell went on to say her farms have proper procedures in place to report abuse, which were not followed here.
These men were trained on proper bird handling methods by our veterinarian. They signed our animal care code of conduct, confirming they would abide by our policies. They were required to report any abuse immediately to their supervisor, yet no report of abuse was made.
Sparbow Schnell maintains this incident is an aberration and that the company has fired all those involved. It's clear that in light of this story, you have two companies that will be in damage control mode in the days to come, both Sparbow Farms and McDonald's. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Introducing OnStar FMV for my vehicle. The safety of OnStar for your car.
OnStar Emergency.
My mom's going to call me.
Is she okay?
No, he's closing her eyes.
Okay, I'm going to get the police out there to help your mom.
Yay.
Please
please.
This is OnStar Emergency. I have a young child that pressed their emergency button. She's saying that her mom keeps closing her eyes, but she's still driving. She's at Sumter and Tropical Care. I can call for sure.
Hello?
Somebody please. I'm only 7 years old.
Is your mom still driving?
She's going slow.
Is she diabetic?
Yeah.
Okay, we're coming to help you.
With new OnStar FMV, now you can have this kind of protection installed on your car at Best Buy.
Policeman.
He did a great job.
We all need the safety of OnStar because life happens while you drive. Get it today for your car at Best Buy. For $199 MSRP after instant rebate, tax, installation, and subscription extra. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, details, and other retailers. Offer ends 12/31/11.
It's a new week on Wall Street following a wild ride for the market last week. On Friday, the Dow finished the week on the plus side with a modest gain of 26 points to 11,796. S&P was down a half a point. NASDAQ with a 15-point drop. It's a Monday. It's the start of Thanksgiving week, and it's time to check prices at the pump.
Fill it up, please.
Gas prices on the decline. The latest Lundberg survey of gas stations across the country shows the average price for a gallon of regular has dropped about 5 cents over the past 2 weeks to $3.38 a gallon. Highest prices can be found in San Francisco with an average of $3.78. Cheapest in Albuquerque, New Mexico at $2.96. Business at the box office over the weekend, it was all about one movie.
I, Edward Cullen, take you, Bella Swan.
For better or for worse.
I give that marriage 72 days. Twilight Saga, Breaking Dawn, Part 1, $139.5 million, number one this past weekend. Breaking Dawn, only the second film this year to cross $100 million in its debut weekend. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, Part 2, was the other. Couple of closing notes. Did you catch the American Music Awards on ABC last night? Among the many winners, Artist of the Year, Taylor Swift, who was very thankful.
Thank you so much to the fans, to the fans, and also to the fans.
I think she wants to thank the fans. And finally, as we already mentioned, this is Thanksgiving week, of course, which means the day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday, is now just a few days away. In St. Petersburg, Florida, you have three families who set up tents and are camping out in front of a Best Buy store to be first in line. They started their camp out last Wednesday, 9 days before the doors open at that Best Buy this Friday. Among the campers, this woman, Lori Davenport.
To us, it's more about being first and having the whole experience of what this brings to you. We never knew that we were going to be, we never thought we need to be first for any sort of firstness, just for our own firstness.
Well, congratulations to Ms. Davenport and her fellow campers for their firstness. You know, camping out in front of a Best Buy for 9 days is more than just firstness. It's something called idioticness. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with your wake-up call.
Get your alarm set because Rent-A-Center's Black Friday sale starts at 6 a.m.
And that means the biggest deals of the year on gaming systems, 17-inch HP laptops, 55-inch Toshiba LEDs, and 10-inch Acer tablets.
And it's all worry-free, so you don't need credit to get it.
Go to Rent-A-Center early. The best deals won't last long.
See Rent-A-Center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.